Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios.
We'll do it live.
TireRack.com will help you get there wherever there may be. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow.
TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here is the way sports talk radio should be. It's the Odd Couple. Keep it locked for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83. With that said, let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, bro?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I am great. Now, where are you at? I'm looking at your background.
I know it changes
every day.
Looks
like you're in a high school gymnasium corner or something like that. What is that?
iHeart Media, iHeart Studios here in Farmington Hills, Michigan, outside of Detroit.
Wow.
So I'm here in Detroit tonight, and tomorrow I'll be in New York doing a show from there. So the travels continue.
I will be in Detroit 2 weekends from now.
Okay.
I'm going to see my mother and my brother.
Okay.
And I'll do the show from there Friday.
Oh, nice.
Might be that studio. I'm not sure yet, but
yeah, probably. If you're doing it at iHeart, it's here in Farmington Hills right on 12 Mile. So.
Okay. Well, let's get it started. Hey, we got Gilbert Arenas joining us at the bottom of the hour, the former NBA star.
Should I put on my boxing gloves? Is his arms too short to box with God? Are you ready, Gilbert? Is he ready
Gilbert
for us?
Came at us when we came at him for his take that they could the 80s was a joke.
Right.
Everybody was high and they couldn't hoop. And we will definitely get into that with him, but we'll start it off a little softer and get his thoughts on some.
No,
NBA
no
stuff.
Jugular from the start. Okay, no jugular.
I think we should just ease into it, you know.
Okay.
But Gilbert and I have been texting. He's a good brother. I knew him when he played, and so
it don't mean that he can't be wrong. He could be a good brother.
No, he was wrong.
Okay, that's right.
And we did talk about that. We definitely went back and forth on that.
You could be a good brother, but you wrong on this one.
Oh,
that's all.
Absolutely. So, all right, Rob. Let's introduce the Odd Couple crew. DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, is here, of course. It's a Teicher Thursday. So Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, of course, in the third hour of the show.
And Alex
is TV theme song Thursday.
He's a great, he calms everybody. Thank you, Alex.
You're very welcome, Rob.
That's not going to help you in the game.
I was panicked.
That is not going to help you in the game.
I was panicked.
Running things, Ethan, our man Ethan Miller, is in for Rob G.
The Philly boy.
Yeah, from Philly.
There's only
let's
one.
Let's hope he fares better than the Sixers did last night.
Not only that, Chris, he also went to. He had extra tickets. He asked me if I could make it. I couldn't make it.
Wow.
To the finale. I'm sorry, Ethan, if I'm putting your business out on front.
To what game?
To the Phillies. Dodgers, and of course, the Max Muncy walked off, Chris, a three-game sweep of the Phillies with a grand slam, walk-off grand slam. Ethan, did you stay for the whole game? Did you see that, or you weren't there for the ending?
Thank God I missed it, Rob.
See? Okay, he missed it. Okay.
Good to be here, though.
Yes. All right. Well, and then on the update.
Hey, Steve.
Our man, Steve DeSager. All right, Rob, big news of the day. Just broke, with an hour or so ago. Mike Budenholzer, the head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks, is fired after they got beaten in five games by the eighth-seeded Miami Heat. I almost want to call them the ninth-seeded Heat because they actually lost the play-in game and then won the second play-in game. So, Rob, no surprise. The only thing that surprises me, if anything, about this is you probably saw that Budenholzer, one of his brothers, got in a car accident during the series and died. And there was some thought, or I should say speculation, that maybe that might save him. I mean, it shouldn't because, and it didn't obviously, because, you know, it's unfortunate. Everybody feels for Budenholzer and his family, but that had nothing to do with this decision, I'm sure. And you do have to divorce yourself from all the personal things. Look, Rob, I'm sure the ownership and the front office and the players, I'm sure everybody really likes Budenholzer, you know, has good relationships with him and stuff. But you have to divorce those personal feelings from this decision. And so when you take that out, I mean, Rob, it almost feels like it was just the only thing to do. Not that he's a bad coach. He'll probably get another job at some point if he wants it. But you go out to the eighth seed in five games. You got the best player in the league. And it's happened before. They lost to Miami, of course, in the bubble in five games. And so they've got a short window, Rob. I mean, short, but, you know, you got a superstar player. You've got the type of player the Bucks haven't had, Rob, since Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Lou Alcindor. At that time. And you've got to maximize the opportunity that you have. Rob, OKC, they had Kevin Durant. They had Russell Westbrook. They had James Harden. If you had told them maybe 2 years into that, the tenure of those three, or, you know, after they had gone to the finals, that they're not going to win a championship, I think they would have probably thought you were crazy. And they didn't. And those guys are all elsewhere. James Harden in Houston, gone. Like, when you get one of these players, Rob, especially when you're a small market that doesn't typically get these guys and is not a free agent destination, you've got to maximize it when you get one. Rob, they're fortunate that they got a guy that's not hopping around looking for a super team or a big market. San Antonio had that with Tim Duncan. They've got it with Giannis, at least to this point. And so they had, I think it was the right move. We'll see who they bring in, but I think it had to be.
I totally disagree. I think this was a railroad job on Mike Budenholzer. His star player missed 2.5 games, who wasn't healthy. The guy did. You're right. He got knocked out twice, Chris. I get it. It doesn't feel good. But in between that, they also won a championship. And I don't know what's happened to the NBA and where we are, because I don't know who's out there. If you told me he was going to go hire a 60-year-old Larry Brown or somebody, then I'm all for it. I don't know who's going to be hired. I don't know who's out there. I'm not so sure that whoever you get is going to be as good or better than Budenholzer. And I'm not even saying he's a great coach. Yeah. Budenholzer.
And he is a good coach.
He's a great coach. Let me say it that way. But my point is, just like Frank Vogel with the a championship means absolutely nothing. Where you had coaches, and Chris, I'm not saying let's go back to the 70s and 80s when Doug Moe and who's the other guy? The guy who coached for the Bucks. Oh, my God. I just forgot his name.
Don Nelson.
These guys coached for 25 years, never won anything. Like never won. And now you win a championship 2 years ago and you're running the guy out of town because your star player was hurt and you lost. And you had – of course. Did you expect to go on the first round? Maybe Mike B should call – Giannis and say, I thought there was no such thing as failure in sports. Because I got blamed for the failure. There must be failure. And I think this is a prisoner of the moment. Now, if you told me, Chris, there are issues going in and you wanted to fire him last year or he couldn't get along with people, then I'm off base. But if this is just a knee-jerk reaction, I didn't get that, but I'm just saying. I'm just covering myself in case there's more that we don't know.
Right.
But if this is just a knee-jerk reaction to getting knocked out by the Heat and Butler, and you talked about it. You even said this when they lost. You brought up Giannis being hurt for 2.5 games, Chris. I mean, that's just fair. That's not making an excuse
for... They still shouldn't have lost.
I get it, but that's not making an excuse. But those are facts that they weren't at full strength and their best player was gone.
But neither was Miami.
Yeah, but you also
Hero was gone.
Yeah, but you had a historic performance by Jimmy Buckets, Jimmy Butler, whatever you want to call him. But I don't know what normally, and I know times have changed a lot. Chris, a championship used to buy you some time. It means nothing. Frank Vogel won a championship in the bubble.
It's not just Frank Vogel. It's Frank Vogel, Nick Nurse, Ty Lue.
Exactly. They all got jettisoned.
They've all been fired. But, you know, this is, like I said, when will the Milwaukee Bucks ever get another player like this? Maybe never. How long did they go between Kareem and Giannis? 30,
I get that, but do you know who the coach is going to be? Are we confident that the next guy will be better?
I don't know who the next guy is going to be. But I do know that Giannis, what also is a fact, that in that press conference, and I'm not saying blood is on Giannis's hands, but Giannis did say, and we know Giannis is not the type to throw a guy under the bus. He's not the type to – I bet he had nothing to do with this, I would think, because he just doesn't seem like that type of guy. He probably – don't even bring me in it. Y'all make the decision. This is your job. But, Rob, he did just speak from the heart and say, I would have liked to have guarded Jimmy Butler. He did just speak from the heart and say, we should have double-teamed Jimmy Butler. We saw the mistakes that Budenholzer made, not calling the timeout at the end of regulation – in the overtime game. Not calling the timeout. Heck, not even getting a shot off at the end of overtime in that loss where Grayson Allen essentially dribbles out the clock. Like, and Rob, there were questions about – there have been questions about Budenholzer. Not in terms of off-the-court stuff like you referred to, but there have been times where people have – questioned his coaching over the years, even going into the championship season. The championship kind of was like, okay, it kind of saved him. Because remember, as you kind of alluded to, they lost to this same Miami team in the bubble in five.
Right, which I understand. But coming off of this, and there's always coaching mistakes. Whenever you lose, you could go back and look at stuff. I could look back at when LeBron and them beat San Antonio, and you know, you would consider Chris Pop a top 10 coach, top 5 coach. Would you consider that?
Absolutely.
And he doesn't have Tim. He doesn't have Tim Duncan in the game needing a rebound, and that was the one that. Miami got the rebound.
Right.
Chris, that I don't even have to be a basketball coach. Why is Tim Duncan not in there? I need a rebound in case he misses the free throw. Am I right or wrong on that? Like that, that,
no,
was,
that
a,
was a mistake.
That was a major blunder. I was sitting there watching at home going, where's Tim Duncan? That's what I said.
Right.
So I get that. I just wonder if a championship, even 2 years removed, means much. And this has turned into, now this is how they do business in the NHL, Chris. And I know you don't follow hockey like that, but coaches get fired left and right. Baseball's a little different. Baseball, we've seen people, you know, milk a championship. Mike Socha won a championship with the Angels, Chris, in 2002. I think he might have coached another 15 years, managed, you know what I mean? Another 15 years after that.
Right.
But this is, and you could point out the mistakes, and I'm not trying to cover for him, but boy, it just feels like, as Giannis talking about, oh, I should have guarded Jimmy Butler. Real? Oh, okay. So you never thought to go over there to the coach and say?
Well, he said he was asked about. He said, "Look, you respect the coach and let him make the."
And he's coming off an injury as well, so I'm just it's easy after the fact. But also did he also say I can't miss 13 free throws? I mean,
yeah.
Missed 13 free throws.
He did.
He makes half of those, and you're still playing.
They had two double-digit leads.
I get
going
it.
Into the fourth
Terrible.
Quarter in those last two
Chris,
games.
I told
and
you.
And I, look, like I said.
Didn't I tell you their record is 0-11 when they're down 3-1? I
picked them. Budenholzer will get another job if he wants it. I'm certain of that. Like you said, he's a championship coach. Frank Vogel's name's been mentioned for new jobs, right? Ty Lue obviously got a new job with the Clippers and it's been great. You know, Nick Nurse will get a new job. Like these coaches, they'll get their new jobs, but he's been there 5 years. Maybe they feel like it was time for a new voice, but it'll be interesting. I don't know who they're going to hire. I haven't heard any names out there. But we will see. But let's throw it out to the listeners, Rob. 877-99 on Fox. It's your turn to weigh in. Did the Milwaukee Bucks do the right thing by firing their head coach, Mike Budenholzer? 877-99 on Fox. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The iCouple. I'm Chris. He's Rob, and we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way that tire buying should be. We got our good friend from Philly, Anthony Gargano, host of the Fellas and Philly show. He'll join us at the bottom of the hour. He's been on before. And so we'll definitely talk Sixers with him. Maybe even a little Eagles. We'll see. But certainly Sixers. But that's in about 28 minutes. But before we get to there, we are going to get back to the NBA. And big game tonight. Huge game. Might not be a great one. We'll see. But it's certainly a big game. The Lakers at Golden State for game two. Lakers stole game one in a really great game, 117-112. They won that one. Star-laden Anthony Davis, LeBron, Steph Curry. So that'll start in about an hour. So right now, Rob, let's talk about this because a lot of people now talking about Steph Curry and where does he rank all time. You know, I've said he's top 10. Some are going beyond me, Rob, on television saying he's top five or will be. And our friend Stephen A. Smith said if he wins this championship this year, you got to Stephen A. said he considered putting him on his own Mount Rushmore above LeBron James.
No, he did not say that.
Yes, he did.
He did not say that.
His Mount Rushmore, Stephen A.'s, is Jordan, LeBron, Russell, Bill Russell, and Kareem. And I assume by that he means it's best four players ever. Because, you know, Mount Rushmore could mean just who's had the bigger impact. But look, just looking at those guys, I think, Rob, he means his best four, you know, his top four players ever. And he said that he didn't say it 100% definitive. He left himself a tad bit of wiggle room, and he actually played that wiggle room today because he said it yesterday, and then he got challenged again today. And he kind of said, look, I did say you just consider it. I might have to. You know how Stephen A.
does.
He said
right.
he might have to put Steph ahead of LeBron. But he wasn't 100% there, but he was about 75 to 80%. So people are saying things like this. And Stephen A. and others, Rob, it's Colin Cowherd, our colleague here at Fox Sports Radio. They've said, I don't think Stephen A.'s gone this far yet, but he said, you got to think about it. It's a conversation. And Colin did go that far and said, Steph Curry is the best point guard to ever play the game.
I think that's just, I can't say that. I don't know how you could discount what Magic did in his brief NBA career, how he turned around the Lakers.
Not trying to stop you, Rob, but they've played about the same amount of games. Steph's played like 882. Magic's played 906. So just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I don't think it's there. And you know what? Let everybody go ahead and I know people got time to fill and stuff to talk about. But here's my other thing. We saw this before. Like Steph's in the second round, Chris, down, and they're talking about putting him on Mount Rushmore like it's automatic they're going to win a championship. I remember when Chris Paul was up 2-0 and everybody was talking about where he was and give him right. his flowers. And all. Do you remember that?
Right.
Right. I just think it's way premature.
Well, it's definitely premature.
That's
and in fairness, premature. People are saying if he wins. No, I haven't. Well, Colin did say. He's already
ahead. Yeah, I just.
And look, I'll give Colin. I don't agree, but I'll give Colin credit in that. I mean, he's saying it's not just a ring count to him.
No,
it's not just a ring count to us or any.
It's not just a ring count. We've always said that. Like even with Magic, it's not just a ring count.
Right.
It's not.
He revolutionized analytics. It's a part of it.
He revolutionized the point guard position, Chris, and his impact. Was huge. That's all. I just think that, you know, we got to be very careful not to discount everything because it didn't happen yesterday. And that's what I'm afraid of with a lot of people, that it's always just about what happened yesterday, and not about the history of it. There's a lot of stuff, and people in their day and age, and their circumstances or whatever were impactful people and players. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, no. And no, I don't think anybody's denying that. And I don't think, you know, look, if you come with a strong argument, then come with a strong argument for Steph or against him or whatever. But, Rob, I'm going to be honest. Like, Magic has been one of those guys. Like, everyone essentially has recognized him as the greatest point guard ever since probably late in his career, if not midway through his career. You know, they didn't talk about it as much back then, these debates, but I think that's probably been the case, Rob. And he, for me, it's like Magic's been one of those untouchables. Okay, you might be able to get in the top five point guards all time. Maybe we can discuss, you know, Oscar. I mean, I've kind of had Oscar that right locked in the number two. And I've Isaiah four, three, and I've had Steph four, you know, as of late, the last few years. But I will say, so I've still got Magic number one. And the thing is, Rob, they are two, you couldn't get two guys that played the same position that are so different, right? Like one was 6'8". One is 6'2", 6'3". One is the greatest shooter ever. One is was not a great shooter. He was okay. He had a set shot, but it would go in a lot. But he wasn't certainly not a great jump shooter or three-point shooter for sure. But he was, Rob, by far the greatest passer we've ever seen. Like,
unquestioned.
Right. I think the distance between Magic as a passer and whoever's second is probably the greatest distance between any stat in the NBA. The distance between Jordan as the best scorer and whoever's second, between, I guess, Wilt as the best rebounder and whoever's second, probably Bill Russell, at least by stats, or Rodman if you want to just go eye to whatever. Like, Rob, I mean, and a lot of it was because it was fancy, right? I mean, he made passes that were just, I mean, there's never been a more fitting nickname. It was literal magic.
Magic is definitely it.
It never been a more fitting nickname.
You know what, Chris? I was saying, one of the best leads I ever wrote in my newspaper career. I was writing a column. I was at the NBA All-Star game when Magic played in Orlando. Chris, remember he was out of the league and they invited him? Remember that? But you were down there for that.
I wasn't there for that.
Oh, no. You weren't there yet? Okay.
No, but he won MVP. That was 92, won MVP. I think, right?
Yep, 92. So I'm covering that. And the lead, and remember he won MVP and he won – and his team lost, Chris, in that All-Star game. My lead was something like this. Something like, for a player to win the All-Star MVP, normally it would take a miracle for a player on the losing NBA All-Star team to win the MVP. Yesterday, it took Magic. That's
that
not bad.
Good. Yeah,
right?
That's good. Yep. That's good. And you remember that he came back, you know, had HIV at that point.
And you remember the people didn't want to play with him.
Carl Malone.
People didn't know about HIV and it must have been traumatic for him. Just, you know, at that point, people were scared.
He was like 31 years old.
Yeah, he was a young guy, man. I told you I was in the Bahamas when the announcement came down. And Chris, I was in the casino. It stopped the casino, you know, press conference.
It was people now, the young people that weren't around, right, they can't imagine that. I mean, I guess if a superstar, I don't want to even name names, but got caught up in something like that. And at that time, you know, like you said, HIV was viewed as a death sentence. Nobody thought Magic would still be around, and thank God he is. And seems you know, he's doing great, obviously. But I think, Rob, look, like I said, they're totally different. I think Magic, obviously a better passer. Steph's a better shooter and scorer. I do think Magic could have scored a lot more points. But he was just that true point guard and really only cared about winning. And that's why, Rob, like, I think the thing about Magic, he didn't win all of his finals. He won five finals. He went to nine. In 12 seasons, he went to nine. I'm counting, you know, before he retired the first time. He was always in the finals. And I think the thing about Magic, Rob, is he – he was just a win. You talk about a winner. I mean, Bill Russell, obviously the greatest winner, I think in American sports history, team sports. But Magic, since the times I've been watching basketball and knowing him, talking with him, being on the show with him where we talk a lot during breaks, I just came away with the feeling, man, this dude just cared about winning. He didn't care if he scored 3 points. And I even asked him how important winning the assist titles and stuff was to him. And he said, you know, he convinced me. Now, was he just telling me some lines? Maybe, I don't know. But he convinced me, man, he didn't even care about that. I mean, he led the league in assist all the time, but that it was just about winning. And he had Kareem. He had Worthy.
Right.
He had Jamal Wilkes. He had Byron Scott. So what's he going, why is he shooting 25 times a night? You know what I'm saying? Like, get them to rock. And, but Rob, like, and I think this one, this is a similarity with the two, Magic and Steph. Like, a lot of people look at Steph, oh, well, yeah, but the two rings with Durant and blah, 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 blah. And my thing is, don't take those two rings away or belittle them from Steph, because we don't belittle Magic's rings with Kareem, all five of them, in fact, or Kareem's with Magic, or LeBron's with Wade or Anthony Davis, or Kobe's with Shaq and vice versa. But what I will say is this, like, Durant obviously has never won it without Steph. And looking like there's a really good chance he won't win another ring. Steph obviously has won two without Durant. Kareem, Rob, even though he was viewed, especially in the first part of Showtime, as the best player, he only won one in 10 years without Magic. And then when he got with Magic, Magic kind of rejuvenated him. And Kareem won 5 in 10 years with Magic. And a lot of that was, you know, he was older and really just a scorer toward the end,
but
putting up 20-something points. So my point is just that the player who's Kevin Durant has been viewed up until recently as better than Steph. Kareem's viewed as better than Magic. But it was Steph, you know, we should look at, well, Steph's the one that keeps winning without Durant, and Magic was the one that was helping Kareem win more than he ever had in the pros. And so that, to me, those guys' leadership, different styles, but their leadership and their impact on the game and on winning is very similar, but done differently.
Yeah, my only thing is, I think you can't, like, Steph choked down a 3-1 lead, which no one has ever done. I just think if you're looking at the resume, and then he was a part of the group to go get Kevin Durant, and that was against LeBron James and the Cavs, and maybe he thought that he couldn't win again if he didn't go get Kevin Durant to be a part of that. I think that
do
if
you
you're
hold
doing
that against LeBron though, that
yeah,
he
I
went
do.
And
I,
got
I,
with D-Wade.
Yeah,
and
I think
Bosh.
I think that hurts LeBron. I do. I think that that's a part of the super team thing that a lot of people say, he always had to have a stacked deck. I'm just saying. So the Kevin Durant stuff, I get it that Durant hasn't won yet since, you know, and Steph has won once. But I still think that.
Twice.
People, no, I'm talking about before, you know, since he
once
left.
Once before, right. Durant, once after.
But I still think that people look at Steph in that situation, and that could be looked at as a negative, that he's this great player, but he ran out to get Kevin Durant.
Well, I think Draymond ran out.
Well, but they what do they call the Hampton Five? They all went.
Yeah, they all went. But I don't hold that against
him. He could have been, but I'm just saying, I do.
I mean,
that's just, that's but, you know, but you don't look at it, but I'm just saying I do. When I'm looking at the greatest and I'm nitpicking against everything that went on,
but and are you nitpicking against Magic?
And everything that went on. But Magic was drafted there. I don't know.
No, I'm talking about you brought up Steph choking down the 3-1 lead when Andrew Bogut was hurt.
Yeah,
and Draymond was but let me finish. And Draymond was suspended. And Steph actually played hurt throughout this series. No excuses, but he was banged up. Magic, you talk about choke. Magic's the greatest point guard ever. And he dribbled out the clock in a final series against the Celtics, and then threw away has some turnovers at the end of the game that were like, you wouldn't believe it. My dad said to me, you know, I'm in high school watching this. And my dad was like, if I didn't know better, I'd think Magic threw that series. And he wasn't saying he threw it, but he was saying that's how bad it was. And so, Rob, you know it. They were calling him Tragic Johnson. And yeah, LA, they were writing stories about, oh, he smiles, he's all jovial, and when things are good, he's great. But when the pressure's on, he hasn't delivered lately, at least. I don't even think they were throwing in lately, but because they were talking about the 83, they got swept by Philly. Swept. Dr. J and Moses Malone. And then 84 is when he fell apart against Boston. Yeah, so let's not just talk about Steph. I don't even think Steph choked. They lost.
No, Magic, they didn't lose. They didn't lose two games all year. They set the record for wins. They lost three straight games for the first time all year. They lost two of those three games at home, and they lost a game seven in Oakland. I mean,
all I'm saying is, why don't you say nothing about Magic choking.
But I'm talking about, when I'm talking about Steph, those things are stuff that I look at. That's all I'm saying.
877-99 on Fox. You want to weigh in on the Steph Magic debate? Your turn. Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob, and we are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And at the bottom of this hour, the big segment you've all been waiting for, Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. It's one of the best segments in all of radio. So it'll be a lot of fun. That's in about 28 minutes or so. Lakers, Warriors about to start in probably 5 or 10 minutes. Rob, interesting news. Jermichael Green starting in place of Kevon Looney, who they said is not feeling well, will play tonight, Looney. But look, if they move Jermichael Green into the starting lineup, I get it because he's a 3-point shooter. They want to space the floor, but obviously they're rebounding. I mean, I don't know who in the world's gonna get rebounds. I hope Looney can play a lot, because if not, they could be in some trouble.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting. It's a big game. We'll see what happens. I'm predicting that AD will get two quick fouls in the first quarter, and that'll neutralize the Lakers, and the Warriors will win. That's just what I've got.
So you saying the game's going to be fixed?
No, I didn't say that. Chris, you cover the NBA, man. I
don't think it's fixed.
I didn't say it was fixed. I've seen quick fouls on star players in big games. That's all.
That's fine.
If I'm wrong, I'll admit it tomorrow. You got the tape?
He might.
You got the tape?
I don't know.
Alex,
we'll
you got the tape?
He might, but...
I was wrong. Exactly. Get that ready, Alex, for tomorrow. When he has no fouls, Chris, and I'm wrong. He went through the game with no fouls. I'll be wrong.
Wait, no, that ain't what you said.
No, I'm saying. I'm gonna say that I was wrong.
Why in the world? What would make you think he'd go through the game with no fouls? What if he gets three in the whole game? That means you were right?
No, what did I say? I
you said he's going to get two fouls in
the first quarter. Yeah, that's the only thing
so
that I said.
If he doesn't do that, you'd wrong. I mean, he's going to commit some fouls.
I'm just saying that's what I'm expecting tonight.
All right. Let's go to the NFL, Rob. Big press conference today. Lamar Jackson, John Harbaugh, and Eric DaCosta, the GM, for the Ravens. Did you watch any of this?
No, I just saw clips. I wouldn't have gone. I would have just passed.
If you were Lamar?
Yeah, I wouldn't have gone.
Really? Why not?
I would have just said, screw you guys. I got my money. I'm here to play for the fans. I don't care about them.
I don't believe you.
Those guys.
I don't believe you. Because I think he and Harbaugh have always had a good relationship. I think Harbaugh loves him. I think he feels great about Harbaugh. My guess is they were talking throughout this thing. It's interesting. Harbaugh looked overjoyed, Rob. Lamar looked overjoyed. And DaCosta, I only saw a little few clips here and there. He was the only one that didn't look overjoyed. I'm not saying he wasn't, but I don't know. They may have gone above his head for all we know, right? And ownership got it done, yeah. But Lamar, Rob, it was good to see that he was so excited. And he was excited. And he was asked, Rob, the first question that he was asked was, you know, hey, in March you requested a trade and now you just signed a long-term contract. What happened? And he just laughed it off. He ain't Harbaugh and he, you know, didn't really give it an answer. Look, I'm just looking forward. You know, I'm looking ahead. I'm not really concerned with what went on in the past, you know, I'm just looking ahead.
I would have said, my questions would have been, why did you cave?
Well, you were saying that you thought he did a great job. Now you're saying he caved?
No, I'm just asking. I'm just saying, like, please clarify what your stance was and what the holdup was. Was this at the whole time? I'm just talking about, I didn't see the press conference, Chris, because they could have asked all these questions. I was trying to be cute with the cave thing.
I didn't see the whole
thing. But I mean,
I think that's a legit question. Not that I wouldn't word it like that. But yeah, like, you know, because you're right. Like, he didn't get the fully guaranteed deal.
Right. So I'm just
saying. And in fairness to him, remember, he did put out there
that he wasn't looking for.
Yeah. So maybe.
But that's why the question is legit to ask
right,
him.
Absolutely.
So was there misrepresentation of your stance? And did you never want to have Deshaun Watson's contract? That's
right.
What we got. We didn't get to talk to you. You didn't talk to the media. So there was a lot of speculation. Can you clarify so we know moving forward whether this was never an issue and how you came to this conclusion, because the stuff that was out there sounded like you were holding steady and you wanted a fully guaranteed contract. And if you didn't get it, you wanted to be traded. And here we are today where you don't have a fully guaranteed contract, but you made a commitment to the Ravens and you're happy. So what happened?
Right. I agree. Though you got to ask those questions. I don't think he would have answered them.
No,
like I said,
no.
He kind of brushed it off, but you got to ask them. And I don't know I saw the one guy ask, I don't know how many of them asked about it after that. But he looked happy and like all is good. And it's all water under the bridge. And like I said, he didn't get his fully guaranteed deal if that's what he wanted. But he definitely seems content. And I thought, Rob, and I said this on the show, like I never at any point got to feeling like there's no way he'll be back. Because one, I didn't think he had a whole bunch of options. And two, I actually think, and this is speculation on my part, I think, Rob, that as they're negotiating, he said to them at some point, then look, put the non-exclusive franchise, if you're going to tag me, put the non-exclusive franchise tag on me. And let's see what I get, what offers I get. let me, you know, give me the opportunity to go to another team by putting the non-exclusive tag on me. And maybe you guys work out a trade or you match it or whatever. And I think that's why they did that instead of putting the exclusive tag on him. But he said some other interesting things, Rob. And one of them, he's excited, obviously, about their receiving core. Rashad Bateman, who was injured at times last year, he's back healthy. They drafted this kid out of Boston College who's a speedster, Zay Flowers. And obviously they got Odell Beckham Jr. So Lamar was, and they have a new offensive coordinator. They're going to air it out a little bit more. Here's what Lamar said about it.
I really didn't care for other teams, really. I just really wanted to get something down here. Like, I wanted to be here. It was like, man, okay, other teams cool, but I want to be a Raven. Like, I said something 2018, you know, I think it was April 26th, if I'm not mistaken. And I meant that, you know, I'm standing on that until I get it done. So I really wanted to get this done before anything, before my time up and branch off somewhere else. You know, I really want to finish my career here and win the Super Bowl here. Man, I want to throw for like 6,000 yards with the weapons we have. Like, you know, and I'm not an individual award type of guy or a stat watcher, you know. I just want to do that, you know, because no one ever done it, and I feel like we have the weapons to do it.
What are your thoughts on that, Rob?
Yeah, okay.
Now, I don't know. I didn't know that both of those clips were going to be played like that, so I'm not sure. Which one are you responding to?
The 6,000 yards?
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm just...
Because the other one was interesting, too.
Did they serve out... Did they serve alcohol at the press conference? I'm just asking, Chris.
Well, at first, I thought he was playing, right? I thought he was saying it like, you know, I want to make $10 million, like one of us, you know, like throwing out some astronomical number. But then he sounded like he was actually serious. Look, you know, Rob, I've been saying this for years. I want to see Lamar Jackson with an elite receiver. We saw what Stephon Diggs did for Josh Allen. We saw at least the first year what DeAndre Hopkins did for Kyler Murray. Rob, we just saw this year what A.J. Brown did, and they teamed up with Devontae Smith, but A.J. Brown did in some parts for Jalen Hurts. A great receiver can help a quarterback. Now, some quarterbacks don't need it. Aaron Rodgers used to be at a point where he didn't need it. Right? Devontae Adams or not, he was doing this thing. Patrick Mahomes clearly doesn't need it. But most, even really good quarterbacks, Rob, need a great receiver. I mean, even Burrow in Cincinnati has Ja'Marr Chase and a great cast. Now, Lamar doesn't have a superstar number one receiver. OBJ, not in his prime. Bateman, you know, we don't know what he is. I don't think he's a superstar in the making. He's a good, should be a good receiver. And this kid Flowers, we'll see. But it's a good receiving core, and they still got Mark Andrews, the tight end. So it's better. It's the best he's had. You know, it's a good core. I don't think they have a superstar number one, but it's a good, should be a good receiving core. But 6,000, Rob, I mean, that's crazy. I think, Rob, his career high is less than 3,200. He hasn't thrown for 3,200 yards, and three of his 4 years as a starter, he hasn't even thrown for 3,000. I think if he throws for 4,000-something and still runs, you know, for 700-800, I think that's a great year for him and them.
Of course, I agree. Those would be legit in numbers, and you don't expect Lamar to be some now with OBJ, and you know, and they're just going to be throwing the ball all over the yard, Chris. Right. Is that what you expect? I don't.
No, not at all. Now I do think they're going to throw it a lot more.
Yeah, but not.
But
I'm just saying, not every down.
Away his running.
Why would you take away what he does, right, and he's unique at? And so, you know, now you just got to make people, Chris, be on their P's and Q's and respect. What are you going to do? Like, you got to respect it. If you put another man in the box, I got OBJ out there. I'll throw it down there.
Right.
And now if you put an extra guy on OBJ, I'm running for 40 yards, Chris. Like that's what it should be.
It should actually open up the run game. I mean, obviously he's been great.
They have to cover him, right?
Yeah, now they got to cover these receivers. And if he, you know, and now it should open things up for him. So I do expect them to have a good year, Rob. I mean, I'm not going to make any predictions right now. But look, the dudes, we talked about it, won 75% of his games as a starter, 74%. When he's there, they're a top team. It's as simple as that. And they've gotten better, at least on paper. I mean, we'll see what the new OC can do. But I think it's good, and they're going to have a good year. All right, we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. What type of season do you expect from Lamar Jackson? And if you are somebody that thinks you're going to throw for 6K, definitely call us up and explain why.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but, like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.